When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
How great is that chorus?
Unbelievable.
Aren't they cool?
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to the Speaking Podcast. Today we've got Lynn. Oh my God, I just called you your mom.
Just like Ashley,
your
mother.
I just went, you. Yeah,
that's
how about
a great
that?
Compliment. She calls me the new and improved
it's
version.
It's Ashley Regan. I'm here with my co-host, Jessica Gibson. This is our hashtag of Speaking Recovery. So Ashley, we are here at the Battleground Country Club. Unbelievable event.
Last time
we caught up with you, we were co-hosting Rock the Farm.
Yes.
And this is a huge success tonight.
It was. This has been such a great night.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What happened with the volume? Why were you behind the van? I mean, the van. So, turning, like, what were you doing with the volume?
So I didn't know that the volume controlled the microphone that my mom right. had. So that was like a oops, because she all of a sudden all stopped of a sudden, talking.
She handled yeah, it.
It felt
like,
really bad.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
It was quick, though. I realized yeah. my mistake, and I flipped the switch back. What happened was I was, everyone, you know, all the different PowerPoints and movies and everything that was going on. I kept having to unplug my computer from everything, change it, plug it back in,
really?
And then
Public.
So that you didn't see my screensaver.
So that's why it was Ashley's laptop that I was
yes.
seeing
yes,
the whole time
Ashley's
before the
MacBook
event.
Pro. Yeah, I didn't know, even know that was a thing
it's
until
a thing,
I was done holding the door for 350 people, and they were like, yeah. Ashley, your computer's on. I was like, oh my goodness.
Thank you.
See,
so,
I didn't know what was going
on. Right. Everyone's going to forgive me, I think.
So, best part of the event.
Ooh, I love that chorus, man. The rock and roll chorus. They are
how old?
They are
Jessica
killer.
And I were just talking about this.
Oh,
how
yeah.
old are
they?
They
are all in high school.
Are they
yeah.
all
oh
in the
God.
Same high school program
they
together?
They are.
You thought
some
maybe
of them,
college freshmen.
Or different they used
schools,
to just
right?
be...
No, high school freshmen.
Oh, you thought high school freshmen.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I was talking about my cousin.
Got it. Right, right.
They're better.
They originated in Howell High School, and then it just
they're
grew.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Okay, so they are multiple high schools.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
very
so
cool.
you can join the group from wherever.
Yeah, but, and then Frankie, like, loved them.
Who?
Who's Frankie?
Never mind.
No, wait, who?
Frankie.
Alphonse? Mike?
No, Alphonse. We love
Perfect.
Alphonse.
Oh, yeah.
Alphonse
great.
Is
oh,
great.
Oh, Frank. Freddie.
Freddie.
Yes.
Oh my God,
Freddie.
That's right.
I was like, oh my God.
Freddie.
What is her name?
You're like,
crap.
wait a minute.
Like,
we just tweeted.
Someone save me right now.
And I tried. And I didn't know.
Freddie Walker
So we moved
Brown.
On to Alphonse. So Alphonse, good for you. It's all about how well the pictures come out.
Exactly. Yes. And you always hold true.
Freddie is fantastic.
She is.
Talented. How did you get her to do this?
So
she was the, just for, so everyone listening, she was the first Rafiki on Broadway.
Yes.
In The Lion King.
Yep. So she just happens to own a farm in Howell, New Jersey.
No kidding.
So
this is Freddie Walker Brown. She is F.W. Brown with an E on the end.
Yep.
At F.W. Brown on Twitter.
She's
so
amazing.
Her.
And she was
yeah.
on stage with them, or... on the dance floor.
Yeah, well, she did not have a mic, but you could hear her coming through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And she might have had a, I'm not sure, but.
Did she?
She was so powerful, and
I know.
Just, she brought the room together, and everyone was like, whoa. I mean,
yes.
you could hear a pin drop, right?
Yeah.
It was almost done like a flash mob.
Kind of, yeah.
Right, with everybody peppered through the crowd.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, we've done this, Jessica, this is our, what, fourth year, third year?
Fourth.
I feel
year,
like
right?
it's fourth
four.
Gala, yeah.
I feel like four.
I think so.
It's gotta be coming up on fifth
this,
Rock the
so
farm.
Far, best one.
I agree.
And let me tell you why. Because your mom was not stressed at all.
Uh-huh.
And it ran, well, maybe yeah. before it.
Was it the big but party planning, like...
The committee. Right, exactly.
The committee was amazing.
The committee.
And we were actually able to set up yesterday. Usually we set up the
oh,
same
really?
Day as the event. But we were able to do it yesterday. So it was a little bit of a relief.
See, I thought you were going to say the best part was my reading the proclamation.
That was probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
It was just, you know.
Thanks,
you,
Ashley. I love the
you
honesty,
though.
You
get credit for reading in
oh
the
my,
car.
Yeah, thank you. See, Jessica and I know the secret. Okay, my arms couldn't extend long enough to see. You realize the print was this big.
I understand that.
Like, I'm not 20.
You put a great spin on, like, a semi, you know.
Did you buy a dog?
No, that's been my dog.
Collar
bear.
So
cute.
Cute.
She's a Bernedoodle.
So I read as much as I could read.
You did great.
I'm just joking with you.
Bill
right
can't
words.
Read
My
his
favorite
cell
part was my mom
right.
yelling
I have
at
to
him.
Hold it out. I know.
Yeah.
I'm having issues.
Bill, take the mic. I need to take photos.
Yeah, what was that?
That was just the. Because you know what? The photographers love them. I know the picture's
yeah.
important. But it goes dead silence for like a minute and a half.
Take
and
this.
They take like nine pictures. I'm like,
I was thinking
come
of breaking
on.
Into comedy.
Yeah. You should have.
Next time, maybe?
Next time.
No,
you
because here's what happened.
My mom.
So
she was like,
I didn't realize she needed saving because she had the mic.
Yeah.
So she hands me the mic. And I realized, literally, I got seven words out, and I feel her presence behind me. And I'm like, she wants the mic back. And
yeah.
I almost said to her, I'm like, well, why'd you give it to me? If you're going to give me the mic, I'm going to talk. I love your mom.
I know.
We love Lynn.
She's the best.
One of my favorite parts of the night was the yoga instructor, house manager,
oh,
when she
so
spoke.
Great.
Wow.
I think
powerful.
The whole room
yeah.
was in tears.
She's been sober 15 months, she said?
Yeah.
15
months. 15
months.
And this is her first time speaking
wow.
in front of
no
a
kidding.
Group. Yeah, in front of
She'd
a crowd.
Be great. You would
Guts.
Never know it was her first speech.
I know.
You would never
it was
know.
Amazing.
Yeah, what a great kid.
She is just taking on the world.
And the power of the fact that her mom let her in the house, because you and I have had this, and Jessica and I had this conversation with your mom and your brother, Daniel, mm-hmm. on the podcast, episode 55.
Huh?
It's the only episode number I remember.
Why do you know that?
because Lynn, every time we talk, she's like, it's episode 55. Because I plugged it on the radio. I'm like, I don't know what number it is. She's like, it's 55. So I now remember it.
So go. She remembers nothing. So take that as like a massive compliment.
How about that?
She forgets episode everything. 55.
So go to NJ1015.com and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and go to episode 55. That was when we still called it Speaking Millennial.
Yes.
Which I kind of miss.
It feels like a long time ago.
I have to make a new banner now.
Oh, we need a banner.
I need a new banner.
It's now just Speaking Podcast.
Okay.
Is it the Speaking? No, it's Speaking Podcast.
Speaking Podcast.
Just hashtag Speaking Podcast.
All right. We could do that. It's a quick fix. I'll make sure it's ready by Rock the Farm.
So Rock the Farm is coming up. Now, here's the thing. We just learned that your friend is living in the RV.
Sandy, yes.
Sandy sold her house.
She sold her house.
Over asking
price.
Just saying, she was very happy about that. She should be.
Yeah, she shared it with
and, me. And she's living in an RV down by the river.
She is, yeah. Which is just hilarious, because if you know Sandy, she is not like an RV.
She's so nice.
She's
friendly.
The best human being in the world.
She's got the dog in the RV.
Three dogs, the husband.
So three dogs and a husband.
But you've been in this RV. It's not.
It's a beautiful
RV. It is a house. It's like a 3,000 square foot house on wheels. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is big.
Yeah.
It really
is. But I wonder where she moved from to that.
Yeah, well.
Where was she? In Middletown?
She was in Middletown. Beautiful house. I think she was downsizing, but she went to Fort Monmouth. So I don't really know.
I don't get the downsizing then.
She didn't really downsize. It's kind of bigger.
I think she should upsize.
It is big.
It's downsizing to Sandy, so she's happy. She's comfy.
Because your kids have kids, and then you need somewhere for them to stay.
You need more room.
True. And then,
I want to see Thanksgiving dinner in the RV.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that you start going to your kid's house, right? So that.
Well, I think she's pretty much forced that issue.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, mom's here.
No one's going to be.
The truckster. It's like a Griswold
showing
up.
Grandpa's house.
Oh, grandma's here.
Yeah. But she'll bring it back for Rock the Farm. We can convince her, I think.
So you were asking, right? If it'll be available.
I totally, yeah. I had
oh, it'll be there.
Like, hey, a house, RV.
It'll be there.
Takes
up the whole street and Seaside.
So when Rock the Farm will be September again this year?
Look, September 28th. It's right here.
It's already set.
We're already promoting.
All right, so September 28th.
I didn't even put the
Simply
date on
Queen,
here.
Simply Queen, Tusk, oh, yes, Glimmer Twins. Who are the Glimmer Twins?
The Rolling Stones tribute.
I say that only because our former executive producer used to call two of our senior producers, the Glimmer Twins.
Oh.
After them, though.
Is that where he got that from?
I think it's a Stones.
Is that a thing? I don't know.
It's a thing that they are copying, and Jerry also is copying the same thing.
Yeah, but we got a Queen headliner this year.
Now I want to Google it, though.
Right? People are pointing in pictures.
Yeah, you started a trend.
Is that what
it really
is?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so serious note.
Yes.
The sibling part of the conversation tonight, really powerful.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? Tell me tell me what it's like. So you're backstage, you're watching your brother. It's only been 7 years since you started this. He's been in recovery now going on 8 years. He was
going
a year
eight,
in,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the emotion as you're watching your brother talk about and make jokes of mocking sober living?
Well,
In a good way, of saying, what are you, crazy? There's no way. Because I had never heard that story that your mom just like, hey, why don't you invite some friends and we're gonna have a sober party.
That's how it started.
It's such a great story. What's it like to watch him give that speech?
When he came back from California, I was still in college. So I wasn't talking to him. I was so mad at him. I just didn't want anything to do with it. And my mom was like, you're not going to I will not let it happen. And all of his friends he couldn't hang out with, obviously they were all still using. So she was like, you're going to make a sober play group. So my mom used to own daycares for 20 years.
Really?
Very successful chain of daycare centers in Monmouth and Ocean County. And she sold all of her daycare centers when Dan got in his darkest days, because she's like, how can I tell other people how to parent? So they're from Little Giggles and frickin'.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful.
So she sold them all. And then she's like, now I run a daycare for adults. I have to recreate like the daycare.
That's what I mean. Mocking was the wrong word. The making light of this fact that like we're having an adult play date.
Pretty much.
She was making jokes though. There were some like,
oh my God, that to me is the best.
That's their sense of humor.
Right?
Yes.
Right. Think about
but the,
that they
the
can
members
laugh.
Love it. They have to, you know, it is funny. They have to joke
it. Is
about
funny.
Yeah.
It is funny.
So the I wasn't
but
really
emotionally,
there for...
what's it like? My question is, you know, the first time that you see your brother and he's 30 days sober, he's 60 days sober, he's 180 days, it's a year. Now here we are almost 8 years in. Similar emotions come back? What's it like as a sister?
So it's a little different, I think, for me than most siblings because I'm so involved in the addiction realm and it's I see it every day and we do it every day and I see him every day. So it's a little different for me. It's kind of just like another event.
But she has the benefit of working.
We just had our first sibling support group through the Impact 100 group, and there was 8 siblings there, and 2 of them didn't talk the whole meeting, and then the last 30 minutes they like opened up about their issues and just broke down, and both of their siblings are now in the program. So it's really cool because they, you know, we all like went through the same stuff. So they finally felt comfortable enough to like really like we were like, we all felt that. We all did that. You know what I mean? So they finally felt that they had an outlet. And now I'm in a big group chat with all them and it's they love it. Yeah. So it's so great. So every sibling goes through that, I think, that's involved in.
Tell me about the theme, right? So Lion King, full circle.
Yeah.
It's cool. I noticed... a little bit dressed down this year. Was it last year that we had the knights?
The Renaissance Gala.
That was last year, right?
What are they called?
Brother was dressed up as a king or a knight or whatever the heck he was, right?
There were
swords involved. Your dad had a sword,
armor
right?
At the door to
we got a little crazy. Right. I mean, you guys know us. We don't do anything halfway ever.
So what brought this one about?
So we were going to do disco and... They actually really, really wanted disco, but...
I dance disco, so...
Yeah,
you know.
That'll probably be next year, to be honest with you. So get ready. Yeah. Get your bell bottoms out. But I was watching TV, and the new Lion King remake trailer came on, and it was my favorite movie as a child. And I was like, oh my gosh, Circle of Life, coming full circle, this would be
so
such
great.
A cool theme.
Yeah.
And then Dan's like, you know, like... have you ever heard of, like, you know, he kind of, like, was like, the story of Lion King is so much, it's such a story of redemption. It's so perfect for someone that's in recovery. So I was like, wow. So we just kind of, it just kind of, like, blossomed and blossomed.
I'm stepping out for 1 minute.
No worries.
Keep going.
You
I'll
have
be right
a
back.
Fan calling
it's a,
you.
It's a quick picture that apparently we take at every event here.
Oh.
So she's marking the events.
There you go.
So I'll be right back.
Very important.
So it just kind of grew from there. And then, you know, the theme came together and I did the marketing and then the marketing went out and we just kind of put it together with the chorus and everything. But
so he talked about it in recovery, Lion King?
Yeah. So he was talking a little bit about the story of Simba and how Simba experienced trauma and a horrible event in his life that kind of led him on a wayward path. Where he kind of wanted to check out of reality, much like many people that battle addiction. And he found himself in the jungle, just, you know, living kind of alone and not really in the circle of life and in the community. And his spiritual healer, Rafiki, kind of brought him back to reality. And then his, you know, friends encouraged him to return to his place in the circle of life. So we kind of spun that on recovery and how to get your life back and remember who you are. And
Daniel got dubbed as Rafiki of CFC.
Yeah, Dan's Rafiki at CFC now, so that's his new name.
Aww.
I'm bringing
Alicia!
A guest to our podcast.
Yay!
So Alicia's here. Alicia, have a seat. Have a seat here.
This is the podcast.
Right here. So you are joining us on our speaking podcast.
Yes.
You've met Jessica.
I have.
Yes.
I
know you know Ashley.
Very well.
First of all, you gave a speech today about being 15 months sober.
I did.
It brought the house down. People were so inspired.
Thank you.
What was it like turning to your mom and thanking her for opening the door to let you back in? What was that moment like?
I could never repay my mom for everything that she's done for me. She has opened so many doors of opportunity that I can't even list off the top of my head. I mean, just having her here and being able to see her surrounded by the people that have helped me grow over these past 15 months, like, it really, truly comes full circle at that point. You know
so
what
tell me what led, I mean, 15 months is not that long ago.
Yes.
So those dark times are still, I'm sure, fresh in your memory.
Absolutely.
You said your mom let you back in. Was it the tough love of saying, hey, you got to go fix what's broken and I can't let you back in? What happened?
It was...
if you don't mind talking about it.
No, not at all. It was... I haven't lived with my mom since high school, you know. So for her to let me into her home, I haven't lived with her in many years. I lived with my grandmother. I lived with boyfriends. I lived with whatever. But, like, that was my surrender. Like, okay, take me out of my environment. Take me out of New York. Take me out of where I'm from. and I'm going to move down the shore and not know anybody and start my life all over again, you know, and be open to whatever opportunities come and be open to whatever possibilities exist, because I had no idea. I came here fully blind, didn't know a single person besides my mom and my brother.
What was day one sober like?
Awful. Absolutely terrible. I was sick. I was shaking. I was broken. I was broken. You know, on such a fundamental, like, level. Like, I was broken, not mentally, not, like, spiritually void. I felt like just a dark cloud had just consumed me. Like, the dark cloud was no longer above me, following me everywhere I was. Like, I was the dark cloud. I made everything miserable. I made everyone miserable. And I hated myself. You know, and it took a lot of courage to be able to step back into a rehab again and to be able to surrender to that and understand that I can't do this on my own, you know, and just being open-minded this time around, not sitting there and just like, I know how to get clean. I don't.
So now you're a yoga instructor, college, and you're the house manager for the sober living house.
Yes, I am.
What's that like? What's it like managing that house and you have people coming in that are only 30 days in?
I mean, I move in 2 weeks, so I have not yet experienced.
Okay.
So this is new for me.
So we're going to check back in with you.
Check
for
back
a later
in.
Episode.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. You know, my schedule.
What do you expect? Wait, Ashley, are you trying to get now leave the podcast?
She's working. She's
yeah.
Got
oh, you work? Oh, you think
you
got to
close out Wait. This gala in like 20 minutes. It's almost 10
all right,
o'clock.
All right, at 10 o'clock, I've got to go announce the 50-50, right?
Yeah, you got 3 minutes.
I couldn't believe when you walked away, you didn't come sit down and restart the whole conversation that me and Ashley
I
was waiting for.
That Alicia, does happen sometimes.
Alicia's going to be an amazing house manager and an amazing yoga instructor, and we can't wait to see what else
does. Ashley, closing out the podcast. Alicia, thank you for joining us. Make sure you follow Jessica at Chasey Jess Nutt. Make sure you follow Ashley, Daniel, Mark, and Lynn at CFC Loud. They're at CFC Loud on Twitter. I am at Bill Spadia. Alicia, are you on social media?
I am at Alicia Circle on Instagram.
At Alicia Circle on Instagram.
How great is our last name Circle?
Coming full circle. My last name is Circle.
I thought it was a stage name. Yeah. It's a stage name. That's it.
It's a real name. We were typing. I was like, holy crap, that works so well.
All right. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you have downloaded this, go back to nj1015.com and subscribe. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
See you at Rock the Farm.
Alicia, thank you. That was awesome.
You.
It's really...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.